Someone asked that, like, yeah, meditation on compassion feels sometimes overwhelming when we are thinking or contemplating the suffering of others. I think the point is that we really begin to understand what compassion is, how we develop it, and then we understand clearly compassion can never make us depressed, frustrated, or overwhelmed, or whatever. If these minds do arise within our own heart, then they come from our self-cherishing. Because we are thinking more about ourselves than about others. And I think it's, if we begin to understand how actually compassion is protecting us from any unpleasant or unpeaceful feeling, that means from any type of suffering. Yes, suffering is a feeling within my own heart. So in truth, other sufferings cannot cause suffering to me. So if I suffer by witnessing others' suffering, then it is because of my self-cherishing. If I cherish them, then this is a completely different mind. So compassion cannot bear the suffering of others, but goes into action, develops a very determined, strong, powerful intention. I must do something. I just can't moan along there is no point. I'm not, if I become depressed, if I become unhappy, if I become weak, how do I help others? And it's actually a very empowering mind, and we take this appearance to make our mind stronger. Yeah, so it becomes very determined. Of course, someone needs to help them. So who's going to help them? Well, maybe me. I will assume responsibility to help this person, ultimately, each and every living being. I will do so. Can you understand the difference? And this is really, it's like almost an empowerment, compassion. Yeah, gives us a lot of strength. Anyway, so my suggestion would be to study carefully the chapter on great compassion. So Geshe-la says, of all the virtuous minds, compassion is supreme. If we have a virtuous mind, it is impossible that we experience unpleasant feelings or suffering. Yeah, virtue is a phenomenon that principally functions for principal cause of happiness. So then it's impossible for compassion to be the cause of suffering. Non-virtuous minds, like self-cherishing, yeah, they are the cause of our unpleasant feelings and the other delusions.